This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of top U.S. Asia-Pacific allies, Japan and South Korea, are heralding a new cooperation agreement as they face growing challenges from North Korea and China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As they met at Camp David.
Today, we've made history.
Today will be remembered as a historic day.
We are indeed making a new history as of today.
The president and his counterparts from South Korea and Japan, through interpreters, agreed on boosting security and economic ties and to staying in quick touch if any threats arise in the Pacific.
That means we'll have a hotline to share information and coordinate our responses.
The president says all three countries are stronger and the world safer when they stand together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military officials said Friday they're considering contingency plans for their bases in Niger as the military takeover in the West African country continues. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Some 1,000 U.S. troops stationed at air bases in Niamey and Agadez may be on the move. The commander of U.S. Air Forces Europe and U.S. Air Forces Africa told reporters Friday the military is in the very early stages of looking for alternative bases in the region. General James Hecker said having to leave the bases in Niger, one of which cost the U.S. $110 million, would be a blow. But he said looking for new basing and planning for a potential evacuation is nothing more than prudent planning, and that U.S. officials are, quote, weeks away from deciding whether U.S. forces will have to leave. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Officials in Los Angeles County Friday issued warnings about the dangers of Hurricane Hilary as it heads for the California coast sometime in the next few days. The storm was centered off Mexico's Pacific coast Friday as a powerful Category 4 storm, threatening to unleash torrential rains near Tijuana before heading into Southern California as the first tropical storm there since 1939. At a news conference in Los Angeles County, officials said that while Hilary is likely to be downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it reaches the California coast sometime Sunday, it could still create significant rain, possible flash flooding, and even possibly some tornadoes. L.A. County Board Chair Janice Hahn told reporters the situation has her in disbelief.
Never thought I'd be standing here talking about a hurricane or a tropical storms. They're talking about winds up to 145 miles an hour hitting Los Angeles County. It's been 84 years since one came ashore, so it's a once-in-a-lifetime event that we're going to be experiencing.
Medical researchers are announcing a promising procedure to fight blindness that could use stem cells from one eye to repair damage in another. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An ophthalmologist at Mass Eye and Ear in Boston describes a recent success story involving a worker in Alabama. He lost the sight in his left eye after a chemical squirted from a commercial dishwasher into his face. Doctors took a small biopsy from his right eye and grew the stem cells on a graft, and then weeks later transplanted them into his damaged eye. Phil Durst says the pain is gone and he can see well enough to drive. He was one of four patients to get stem cell transplants. A larger study of the procedure is now underway. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents have heeded warnings to evacuate Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, as a wildfire burns just miles outside of the city of 20,000. Yellowknife residents have taken to the road in long convoys while others boarded emergency flights to neighboring Alberta. Authorities said the wildfires were within 14 kilometers of the city Friday afternoon. Hundreds of miles away, homes were burning in West Kelowna, British Columbia. Residents there have been ordered to evacuate 2,400 properties. At a news briefing in Vancouver Friday, British Columbia Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Bowen Ma, said all areas of the province were facing risks due to gusting winds and extremely dry weather conditions and extreme drought. Canada has seen a record number of wildfires this year. As of Friday morning, more than 1,000 wildfires were burning across the country. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.